We're less than a month away from the regular season opener for your club.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. You know, we had a great first camp down in Arizona, and now we just got to continue to build from that. But overall, extremely pleased with the way the group came together and also what we accomplished in really a short period of time.
Quite a bit of off-season turnover for you guys. I mean, it's on a brand new roster, but you got a lot of new guys. Tell us about what you've got that's new and who we should be excited about.
Well, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, I'm never going to speak about anybody individually. I think I'm really excited about this group of guys. We have an amazing mix of great leadership and experienced players, and also a really, really talented young group of players that had an unbelievable first preseason camp. And I think the mixture of the both of them is a recipe for great success for us this year.
Self-evaluation is obviously something that you go through. We've talked about that a lot, right? I know that last season was not what you wanted it to be, and you're the kind of guy, you're the kind of coach.
Yeah.
From a leadership perspective, you look in the mirror first.
Oh, yeah.
So what your own personal goals for not only the season, but even getting right to it in training?
Well, again, all the goals are for the team.
Sure.
And, you know, I just wanted to be a better leader. I think I finally got the staff exactly where I want it. I think Craig and I and Rob and everyone in that side of the soccer department were communicating extremely well. We're having the team and the roster that we wanted, and things are just gelling really well. But after self-reflecting, you want to just be a better leader, not just of the locker room, but also of the staff and the organization. And you know, I finished that pro coaching course this December, and it was a very great experience. Opened my eyes to a lot of different things and different ways to attack things. It's made me a better person. It's made me a better coach and a better leader. And then I also have a fantastic staff that I enjoy going to work with every day and talking soccer and solving problems. And I don't know, I'm just happy right now.
You seem to have a nice mix of veteran guys that have been around for quite a while, or some older guys, and then a lot of youth on the team as well. Is that kind of the best mix you guys want in terms of competing this season and going forward and having those veterans and as well as those young guys that can continue to develop?
Yeah, I think we have depth and true depth at every position this year. Obviously, we still can make a few more additions to our club to make us even stronger, but we have a lot of veteran leaders. They lead by example. They're going to be wonderful for our young players to see, but also our young players are pushing them to make them better. And I think when you have those things going on, only good things can happen. Our training sessions have been just off the charts competitive, and having the quality that we want. And I think those kind of training sessions are going to make us the team that we want at the end of the year.
We've talked about the big picture with RSL. You got the new training facility going in Harriman. That'll be kind of a mid-season thing. We've talked about the academy, and once again, a product from RSL Academy, back from overseas, Brooks Lennon. So, I mean, the system, the big picture, appears like it's yielding the kind of results that really the franchise as a whole has been hoping for.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you touched on it all, but you're seeing the progression all the way up to the first team, starting with our academy. You're seeing even academy coaches now coaching with the first team, and the strengthening of the Monarch staff with Petke and Mark Briggs and Matt Glazier. That's a great group of guys, and that's going to only help them help their players out to then help the first team out. And so everything's there. Obviously, can't wait to get into the Harriman facility, and I think that is going to really see where this organization goes, having all the teams under one roof.
What'd you learn about yourself, this team, this organization, maybe just coaching in general from, I guess, the late season swoon you guys had last year, where it didn't end the way you wanted?
Yeah, you know, it's really looking at how I could have handled certain certain things at certain times. It's never an easy time to go through that at the end of the year. A lot of times teams go through that and they're able to rebound and get it to where they want to. There are some moves that I felt I should have probably made a little bit earlier to make a statement and or at the end of the day, just get a result. But you have to go through those things to learn them. And I feel like I'm a better coach, a better person for having to deal with those issues.
Well, like I said, less than a month away from the regular season opener. You got a lot of work to do between now and then, so we appreciate you taking some time on Media Day and sitting down with us. And we're excited.
It's going to be an awesome year.
It's going to be a fun year.
It's going to be a great year, guys. Thanks so much.